At 6:06, we have some rain and 37 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 42. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News, and we begin with traffic problems this morning. A freight train has jumped the tracks in North Tulsa. About 20 cars are off the track just to the north of Pine between Yale and Sheridan. Now, no one has been hurt. Some diesel fuel has spilled, but it has been contained. Expect delays this morning if you use Dawson Road between Yale and Sheridan in North Tulsa. 16 women become the 10th graduating class of an alternative to incarceration. Matt Trotter has our story this morning.
Women in Recovery is an intensive drug and alcohol treatment program. Nonviolent female offenders may participate and avoid long, mandatory prison terms, which 14th District Presiding Judge William Kello supports.
From the standpoint of a judge wanting to have the right result, and justice, I guess is a term to use, and as a taxpayer and a citizen of Oklahoma, I support the program.
Women in Recovery is offered in partnership by the George Kaiser Family Foundation and by Family and Children's Services. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The new Arkansas River Task Force holds its first meeting. They're looking at ways to make the river an economic development enhancement for the area. City Councilor G.T. Bynum says there are no preconceived plans.
A lot of the time when you go into a task force, you go into it with a general idea of what the end result's going to be anyway. So I can say from my standpoint, we don't go into this with any predefined outcome in mind.
Bynum wants to make sure that plans are in concert with the other river stakeholders, in particular the cities of Jinx and Sand Springs. Well, pull up your pants. Tulsa City Councilor Jack Henderson is fed up with saggy britches. He wants an ordinance that would allow Tulsa cops to become the fashion police. If you don't pull up your pants, you could get a ticket. He plans to introduce the measure in January. Last week's ice and snowstorm may impact your electric bill. PSO's Stan Whiteford says the slick conditions meant that meter readers could not get out and make the rounds.
10 or 15% of our customers did not get a meter reading this month. Those customers will receive an estimated bill.
Those bills are based on your past history, and if you are over or undercharged, the amount will be corrected when your meter is read next month. Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon and the state's Secretary of Energy and Environment, Michael Teague, will discuss the energy industry at the annual meeting of the Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association of Oklahoma. The association will host Shannon and Teague today for a luncheon in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Health Department would like to see the legislature crack down on electronic cigarettes. James Allen heads up the department's smoking cessation effort. They are particularly concerned about what is in the vapor that is being inhaled and the potential impacts of secondhand vapor.
If I have a smoke-free room or a school, for example, that's tobacco-free, I have clean air there. Versus if I have people using electronic cigarettes or vapor products, I now have the vapor that is in the air.
Right now, the e-cigarette industry is unregulated in Oklahoma. Allen is worried about teenagers getting hooked on the products. Our weather forecast, rain likely today, a high of 42. Freezing drizzle late tonight as we drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the clouds break up, a high of 37. Right now, National Weather Service radar showing rain from Ponca City to Tulsa down to the Muskogee area, moving toward the northeast. Right now, light rain and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.